My dad said, oh, well, I think they want a lad porter down at the station. So he had a Bowes Park station that came under Wood Green, which my father was at. And the station master did the two lots. So he said, oh, I'll have a word with the station master. So the station master, who was a Mr. Constable, said, oh, well, send her along and I'll have a look at her. And, you know, so he said, oh, yes, she looks a strong enough lass. So I started as a lad porter. There was two other lads there beside me. We did shift work, you know, on the platform. Gradually, it ended up that the other two, I can't remember, must have been called up because they went. And I stayed there till I was 20. And then they said, oh, we're very sorry, but you're 20. You've got to be a senior porter now. And they moved me to Grange Park.
Well, let's stick with Bowes Park, first of all. Yeah. What do you recall of Bowes Park Station in those days?
Well, it's an island platform there. And coming from Wood Green, all the other stations, the platforms are either side. So when they get to Bowes Park, people used to get out the wrong side of the in the dark. And they had a lot of these enamel hoardings, and people used to get out, it's a bit funny now, but they used to get out the wrong side of the train. So we had quite a lot of problems with that, you know, because we had to call out this side out, Bowes Park, this side out sort of thing, because they used to see the reflection. I mean, the carriages were all dimmed, weren't they? And they used to see the reflection on this hoardings and get out
the wrong
side. Then, because we had to sort of rescue them with the ladder to get them, because they'd be on the bank, as it were, you see.
What do you recall of the train service?
It was normal. We never had, you know, when I read about these places being hours late and that, it was normal. We never used to have a lot of bother. And admittedly, I suppose, it was on the line to Hartford North. It was a side, it wasn't on the main line, was it? No, it was normal, really. I used to do the whitewash the edges and trim the lamps and things like that, you know.
And what do you recall of Mr. Constable, the station master?
He was a jolly, fat, jolly man, very nice, fatherly, you know. He used to sort of come round and, you know, he was a very nice man, very fatherly, he was, very nice.
And so there was him
and
the three lads.
Lads, and that, that's right. And then there was Vic, he was, 30-ish, I suppose. And then there was the old chap. He was a nice old boy, he lived at Hatfield. He always reminded me of Grumpy of the Seven Worlds. He had a biggish nose, you know, and like that. But he was a dear old soul. He was very good there. And funny enough, in the booking office, my friend, she got the job in the booking office there with Bill, the other, she worked with the other one. So she was quite near as well.
So you were at Bowes Park from 1940 to 1942 when you were 20?
Yeah.
And then you had to move.
That's right.
So during those 2 years, what impact was there of the war on Bowes Park?
Well, not a lot, really. I suppose we were lucky, really, that there wasn't a lot. You know, we had the blackout and that. It wasn't really, it didn't seem to...
But the railway line in that area didn't suffer any damage?
No, the nearest was they had one up at Wood Green, because it was a junction, Wood Green, and it was a place they called the Khyber Pass for some reason, and I think that was bombed. And I think they bombed near the tunnel. There was a big tunnel there on the main line. I think they bombed it there, but... there wasn't a lot up our way at all, not really, until we, you know, later on.
So your duties consisted of, as you say, getting people in and out of the trains, whitewashing the edges of the platforms.
That's right.
And attending to the lamps.
Yes, cleaning the way, and ticket collecting, because they had another footbridge over the end of the platform that went over, and when during the rush hour, you went over there and collected the tickets as the people came off the trains and, of course, kept the waiting rooms tidy.
Tell me, you said you worked shifts, so
yes.
What sort of shifts did you have to work?
We had an early and a late shift and then a middle shift where you came home, did a split turn. Mm-hmm. You did the rush hour both ends. And then when the boys went, they just melted it down to a split shift. So that you helped either side of the rush hour.
And were the two boys replaced or not?
No.
So you had more work for
them? Well, yes, it wasn't that arduous, really.